FM. Dunhuang. Situated along the ancient Silk Road, where fine arts and divine beliefs merged with the natural world. It's where the East and West interacted, and where the world's largest Buddhist art gallery still fascinates and amazes people today. A place where stories of life and death, love and hatred, passion and desire, faith and sacrifice have been generated and told for 2,000 years. Buckle up for our podcast, Why We Love Dunhuang, the one and only podcast that can take you to the fantasy world of Dunhuang and beyond through our audio tour. Listen and subscribe for free on major podcast platforms. Why We Love Dunhuang? You will have your answers.
听鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。听爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read。
欢迎来到轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。今天我们将会听到加拿大女作家露西·莫德·蒙哥马利的一句话，英国诗人罗纳德·斯图亚特·托马斯的一首诗歌 Night Sky， 夜空，以及由中国著名现代文人郭沫若和许立山所写的两篇短文，分别是路畔的蔷薇和梨花。
More to read.
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily quote.
A huge cherry tree grew outside, so close that its boughs tapped against the house, and it was so thick-set with blossoms that hardly a leaf was to be seen.Lucy Maud Montgomery。
外面长了一棵大樱桃树，同房屋贴得很近，它的树枝轻轻地拍打着屋檐，枝上繁花似锦，几乎看不到一片叶子。露西·莫德·蒙哥马利。露西·莫德·蒙哥马利，加拿大女作家，1874年11月30日出生，擅长小说创作，其代表作品为《绿山墙的安妮》，被誉为世界上最甜蜜的少女成长故事。马克·吐温评价道，安妮是继不朽的爱丽丝之后最令人感动和喜爱的形象。绿山墙的安妮创作于1904年，讲述了纯真善良、热爱生活的女主人公小安妮自幼失去父母，11岁时被绿山墙的马修和玛丽拉兄妹领养，但她个性鲜明，富于幻想，而且自尊自强，凭借自己的刻苦勤奋，不但得到领养人的喜爱，也赢得了老师和同学的关心和友谊。成长与梦想是全书的主题，作者以安妮的故事告诉人们，只要胸怀梦想，不懈努力，生活就会丰富多彩，生命就会美丽多姿。
A huge cherry tree grew outside, so close that its boughs tapped against the house, and it was so thick-set with blossoms that hardly a leaf was to be seen.Lucy Maud Montgomery。
外面长了一棵大樱桃树，同房屋贴得很近，它的树枝轻轻地拍打着屋檐，枝上繁花似锦，几乎看不到一片叶子。露西·莫德·蒙哥马利。 您正在收听的是轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 下面让我们一起走进诗歌的世界。
More to Read，
闭上双眼，静静聆听，敞开心扉，慢慢品味
Poem of the Day。
Night Sky, Ronald Stuart Thomas. What they are saying is that there is life there too, that the universe is the size it is, to enable us to catch up. They have gone on from the human, that shining is a reflection of their intelligence.Godhead is the colonization by mind of untenanted space. It is its own light, a statement beyond language of conceptual truth. Every night is a rinsing myself of the darkness that is in my veins. I let the stars inject me with fire.Silent as it is far, but certain in its cauterizing of my despair. I am a slow traveler, but there is more than time to arrive. Resting in the intervals of my breathing, I pick up the signals relayed to me from a periphery.I comprehend.
夜空 R.S. 托马斯，他们正在说的是，那里也有生命，宇宙就那么大，我们能赶得上。他们已超越人性，那种闪光是他们智力的反应。神性被思想殖民在无人的太空，自己发光，是概念性真实的声明，超越语言。每一个夜晚，都是对我自身黑暗的一次漂洗。黑暗已入我血脉，我让星星给我注射火，火在远处沉默着，确定自己会烧灼我的绝望。我是一个缓慢的旅行者，但抵达需要的不只是时间。在呼吸的间隔休息时，我接收那些给我的信号，它们转发自一个我了解的外围。 我们刚才听到的这首诗歌《Night Sky》，夜空。出自英国诗人 R.S. 托马斯，英文版本由 Mark Griffiths 为您朗读，中文版本由轻松调频的主持人小斐为您朗读，由程佳翻译。 R.S. 托马斯及罗纳德·斯图亚特·托马斯是20世纪一位用英语写作的威尔士诗人，他是一位乡村牧师，毕生都在威尔士的农村度过，同时他也是一位多产的诗人，在半个多世纪的写诗生涯中，一共出版了28本诗集，1600多首诗，获得过很多重要的奖项，如海纳曼奖、女王诗歌金奖，还有很多次的威尔士诗歌大奖。1996年，他被提名为诺贝尔文学奖的候选人。R.S. 托马斯是一位民族意识非常强烈的爱国诗人，面对日渐衰落的威尔士文化传统，他积极支持民族文化复兴，并身体力行学习威尔士语。他早期的田园诗歌字里行间都洋溢着对威尔士文化的忧虑，对民族未来的担心。独特的生活经历和文化背景使这些诗歌在20世纪的诗歌史中独树一帜。
Night Sky, Ronald Stuart Thomas. What they are saying is that there is life there too, that the universe is the size it is to enable us to catch up. They have gone on from the human, that shining is a reflection of their intelligence. Godhead is the colonization by mind of untenanted space. It is its own light, a statement beyond language of conceptual truth. Every night is a rinsing myself of the darkness that is in my veins. I let the stars inject me with fire. Silent as it is far, but certain in its cauterizing of my despair. I am a slow traveler, but there is more than time to arrive. Resting in the intervals of my breathing, I pick up the signals relayed to me from a periphery I comprehend.
R.S. 托马斯，他们正在说的是，那里也有生命，宇宙就那么大，我们能赶得上。他们已超越人性，那种闪光是他们智力的反应，神性被思想殖民在无人的太空，自己发光，是概念性真实的声明，超越语言。每一个夜晚都是对我自身黑暗的一次剽洗，黑暗已入我血脉，我让星星给我注射火，火在远处沉默着，确定自己会烧灼我的绝望。我是一个缓慢的旅行者，但抵达需要的不只是时间，在呼吸的间隔休息时，我接收那些给我的信号，他们转发自一个我了解的外围。
我们可能永远无法解释为何有些事物会对我们有意义，或者有怎样的意义，但至少可以断定，凡是有意义的东西必定要经过培育，必须保存起来，待到需要的时候再派上用场。音乐和文学不一定在当下带给我愉悦，却成了我放在那里的东西，可以留住并长存。这段话出自菲利普·肯尼科特的复调《巴赫与生命之痛》，书名一语双关，讲音乐更对人生。我是轻松调频主持人阿丽，和轻松调频一起在阅读中感受生活之美。
Easy FM, We are the difference. More to read.
文字的世界，用心，用心聆听。
Beauty of Words。
欢迎您继续收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听。下面让我们一起来感受 Beauty of Words。今天我要为大家选读两篇短小精悍的散文，这两篇文章都以花为主题。一篇是由中国现代文人郭沫若所写的《路畔的蔷薇》。另一篇则是中国现代作家许地山所写的《梨花》。郭沫若于1892年出生于四川乐山，中国现代文学家、历史学家、新诗奠基人之一。他于1921年发表了第一本新诗集《女神》，1930年撰写了《中国古代社会研究》， 1949年，郭沫若当选为中华全国文学艺术会主席。1978年6月12日，郭沫若在北京逝世，终年86岁。陆畔的蔷薇是郭沫若的早期的著名小品文，玲珑剔透，富有诗意，可以说是一首优美的散文诗。下面我就来为大家读一下这篇小品文的中英文版本。陆畔的蔷薇，郭沫若。 Wayside Roses by 郭沫若。清晨往松林里去散步，我在林荫路畔发现了一束被人遗弃了的蔷薇。蔷薇的花色还是鲜艳的，一朵紫红，一朵嫩红，一朵是病黄的象牙色中带着几分血韵。 Rambling through a pine forest early in the morning, I came across a bunch of forsaken roses lying by the shady wayside. They were still fresh in color. One was purplish red, another pink, still another a sickly ivory yellow slightly tinged with blood red. 我把蔷薇拾在手里了。清脆的叶上已经凝集着细密的露珠，这显然是昨夜被人遗弃了的。 I picked them up in my hand. The numerous fine dewdrops on the fresh green leaves clearly showed that the roses had just been cast away the previous night. 这是可怜的少女受了薄幸的男子的期待，还是不幸的青年受了疯狂的妇人的玩弄呢？昨晚上甜蜜的私语，今朝的冷清的露珠。Were they pitiful maidens deflowered by fickle men? Or were they unlucky young men fooled by frivolous women? Last night's whispers of love, this morning's drops of cold dew. 我把蔷薇拿到家里来了，我想找个花瓶来供养它。花瓶我没有，我在一只墙角上寻着了一个断了井子的盛酒的土瓶。 I brought the roses home and tried to find a flower vase to keep them in. Flower vase I had none, but I did find in a nook of my room an empty earthen wine bottle with its neck broken. 蔷薇哟，我虽然不能供养你以春酒，但我要供养你以清洁的流泉，清洁的素心。你在这破土瓶中虽然不免要凄凄寂寂的飘零，但比遗弃在路旁被人践踏了的好吧。 Oh dear roses, though unable to treat you to spring wine, I could offer you limpid spring water and my sincere pure heart.Wouldn't it be better for you to wither away in solitude in this broken earthen wine bottle than to lie abandoned by the roadside and be trodden down upon? 《Wayside Roses》by 郭沫若。Rambling through a pine forest early in the morning, I came across a bunch of forsaken roses lying by the shady wayside. They were still fresh in color. One was purplish red, another pink, still another a sickly ivory yellow slightly tinged with blood red. I picked them up in my hand. The numerous fine dewdrops on the fresh green leavesclearly showed that the roses had just been cast away the previous night. Were they pitiful maidens deflowered by fickle men? Or were they unlucky young men fooled by frivolous women? Last night's whispers of love, this morning's drops of cold dew. I brought the roses home and tried to find a flower vase to keep them in.Flower vase I had none, but I did find in a nook of my room an empty earthen wine bottle with its neck broken. Oh dear roses, though unable to treat you to spring wine,
I could offer you limpid spring water and my sincere pure heart. Wouldn't it be better for you to wither away in solitude in this broken earthen wine bottle than to lie abandoned by the roadside and be trodden down upon?
接着让我们再来欣赏由中国现代作家许地山所写的《梨花》。许地山于1893年出生于中国台湾一个爱国志士的家庭，1941年去世，笔名落花生。他一生创作的文学作品多以闽、台、粤和东南亚、印度为背景，主要著作有《微潮坠简》《落花生》《空山灵雨》《坠网劳珠》，主要译著有《二十叶问》《太阳的下降》《孟加拉民间故事》等。好，下面就让我们一起来读一下由许地山所写的这篇《梨花》。中文版本由轻松调频的主持人阿丽为您朗读。
《梨花》，许地山。
Pear Blossoms by 许地山。
他们还在园里玩，也不理会细雨丝丝穿入他们的罗衣，池边梨花的颜色被洗得更白净了，但朵朵都懒懒地垂着。
They continue playing in the garden, ignoring the drips of rain that fall onto their silk garments. The pear blossoms next to the pool have been washed whiter and cleaner in the rain, but each of their heads droops slackly.
姐姐说，你看花儿都倦得要睡了，带我来摇醒他们。姐姐不及发言，妹妹的手早已抓住树枝摇了几下，花瓣和水珠纷纷地落下来，铺得银片满地，煞是好玩。
The elder sister says, Look at those flowers. They are tired and dozing off. Let me shake them awake.Before the elder sister can open her mouth, the younger sister has grasped a pear tree and given it a few shakes. Flower petals and water drops start to fall, spreading all over the ground, looking like a large expanse of silver shards. Indeed, it is great fun to look at them.
妹妹说，好玩啊，花瓣一离开树枝就活动起来了。活动什么？你看，花儿的泪都滴在我身上呢。姐姐说这话时带着几分怒气，推了妹妹一下，她接着说，我不和你玩了，你自己在这里吧。
The younger sister says, Cool! Once they leave the twigs, the petals come alive. Nonsense! Look!The flower's tears have fallen on me, says the elder sister somewhat angrily. Giving the younger sister a push, she continues, I don't want to play with you anymore. You stay here by yourself.
妹妹见姐姐走了，直站在树下出神。停了半晌，老妈子走来，牵着她，一边走着说，你看你的衣服都湿透了，在阴雨天，每日要换几次衣服，叫人到哪里找太阳给你晒去呢？
Watching her elder sister leave, the younger one stands dazed under the tree. After a long while, their nanny comes over. Taking one of her hands, she says to the younger sister while walking with her, See, you are wet to the skin.Where can I find any sun to dry your clothes on such a rainy day, if you keep changing them?
落下来的花瓣，有些被他们的鞋印入泥中，有些粘在妹妹身上，被她带走，有些浮在池面，被鱼儿衔入水里。那多情的燕子，不歇地把鞋印上的残瓣和软泥一同衔在口中，到梁间去。构成他们的香巢。
Some of the fallen petals are trodden into the mud. Some get stuck on the younger sister's clothes and are carried away by her. Some fall onto the pool and are dragged into the water by the fish. And a swallow, a spontaneous volunteer, continuously picks with its beak at the petals and the mud left in the footprints and carries them onto the beams of the house to build its cozy nest. Pear Blossoms by Xu Dishan. They continue playing in the garden, ignoring the drips of rain that fall onto their silk garments. The pear blossoms next to the pool have been washed whiter and cleaner in the rain, but each of their heads droops slackly. The elder sister says, "Look at those flowers. They are tired and dozing off. Let me shake them awake." Before the elder sister can open her mouth, the younger sister has grasped a pear tree and given it a few shakes. Flower petals and water drops start to fall, spreading all over the ground, looking like a large expanse of silver shards. Indeed, it is great fun to look at them. The younger sister says, "Cool! Once they leave the twigs, the petals come alive." "Nonsense! Look, the flower's tears have fallen on me," says the elder sister somewhat angrily. Giving the younger sister a push, she continues, "I don't want to play with you anymore. You stay here by yourself." Watching her elder sister leave, the younger one stands dazed under the tree. After a long while, their nanny comes over. Taking one of her hands, she says to the younger sister while walking with her, "See, you are wet to the skin. Where can I find any sun to dry your clothes on such a rainy day, if you keep changing them?" Some of the fallen petals are trodden into the mud. Some get stuck on the younger sister's clothes and are carried away by her. Some fall onto the pool and are dragged into the water by the fish. And a swallow, a spontaneous volunteer, continuously picks with its beak at the petals and the mud left in the footprints and carries them onto the beams of the house to build its cozy nest.
感谢您收听今天的美文阅读节目。您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。想要查看美文阅读节目文稿，欢迎您访问网站 radio.cgtn.com。 今天的节目就到这儿，我是沈听，我们明天见。